Module 6, False Allegations. Being falsely accused of anything can be taxing on one's emotions. The best way to professionally confront false allegations is to go through the correct chain of command in order to plead your case and bring peace and justice back to your reputation in the workplace. How to address the situation. The most straightforward method of dealing with a case of being falsely accused is to confront the individual who made the accusation. However, in the workplace, this may not be proper or productive. Confronting the individual may be construed as being hostile, which could potentially lead to disciplinary actions against the individual who was innocent to begin with. It is best to discuss the matter with your supervisor, manager, or even human resources in a calm and formative manner. If the proper steps were followed according to the company's anti-harassment policy with regard to reporting the incident, the accused would eventually be approached to get his or her take on the situation, so rather than waiting until being called upon, the accused can boldly declare their innocence. Confidentiality. Strict adherence to confidentiality is crucial in the case of an actual harassment situation as well as an alleged matter. The highest degree of confidentiality possible is necessary in order to properly conduct the investigation, protect the parties involved, and maintain control over the entire situation. One thing that is important to remember is that it is not possible to promise complete confidentiality. In order to conduct a proper investigation, some details of the case must be exposed to key people involved in the investigation, but it is reasonable to ensure the parties involved that everything will be done to prevent non-crucial personnel from having access to the case file. Monitoring the situation. While a situation is under investigation or even when corrective action must be implemented, a harassment case is in many ways always going to be an active case. The human resources manager or designated personnel are responsible for looking into inquiries and investigation, making sure the necessary information is gathered, and all company methods are being followed. They should also make sure the process is running smoothly and quickly. The work environment should also be closely monitored. Company managers and/or directors are in charge of making sure their office complies with the policy. This is especially necessary following a policy violation so there are no further violations or retaliations. Retaliation. All companies prohibit retaliation for reporting or being involved in the investigation of harassment, but unfortunately, this law does not prevent it from happening. In fact, it is such a common occurrence that organizations have instituted an anti-retaliation policy. This policy clearly states that retaliating against someone who has reported an incident or cooperated with the authorities to investigate a case is prohibited by law and spells out the corrective actions that will be taken if one is guilty of retaliation. Appeals. The right to appeal a decision is a benefit of living in a democratic society. If one is not satisfied with the ruling of a harassment case made by its employer, they may want to take the case a step further by seeking mediation. If the employee feels like mediation has not justly come to a decision, a court trial may be the next opinion. The employee must consider company, state, and federal laws when deciding to appeal a ruling, but generally, they can appeal to the next higher court as long as just cause exists. Case study. Gordon left his boss's office. He had just been asked to take down the Confederate flag from his cubicle. He turned back around and knocked on his boss's door. "Mr. Walker, can I ask you a question?" Mr. Walker looked up. "How can I help you, Gordon?" Gordon said, "I just feel so bad about the flag, and I know you said a staff member brought it to your attention. Could you tell me who it is so I can apologize to them personally?" Mr. Walker replied, "I'm sorry, Gordon. I can't let you know who brought it to my attention. That would be breaking confidentiality. However, I'm sure when they see that the flag has been taken down, they'll know that you were happy to make the workplace a welcoming place and that their concern was taken seriously."